Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know where that came from. I don't know where that came from.
Hello, are you there? 201.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, are you there?
Hi, yes.
Hi, did you have a question for us?
Yes, I did, actually.
Okay.
I wanted to know, because I usually get premonition dreams. I usually don't see anything when I'm sleeping unless it's a premonition of something. But I usually never dream about myself. I had a dream last night that I gave birth to a little boy, and I could actually draw what he looked like. That's how vivid and clear it was. And I've had at least 3 people within the last month tell me that they had a dream about me having another baby or being pregnant. So I just wanted to know kind of like your take or opinion on that.
Okay, what's your name and birthday, please?
Shalina. My birthday is June 15th.
Year and your spelling of your name?
The year is 1980, and the spelling is Shalina.
Okay. Great. 7, 12, 22, 30 equals 3. All right, Neil.
Well, Shalina, is that it? Shalina?
Yes.
Shalina, what you're experiencing, first and foremost, is that you're encountering the soul of a human being that you had given birth to in a past life, and their soul energy is trying to get back into the physical planet via your birth canal. They're trying to get back into the world again, because I believe on a past life, my interpretation of this is that you're picking up on the vibrations of a soul out there in the astral realm that's trying to get back to you that was once one of your children.
Right.
Now, do you have 2 children now?
No, I don't, but I keep coming up as 2.
Do you have any children?
Just one.
One? Yeah. Well, this individual that is you're dreaming about is from a past life. And in essence, you're supposed to have 2 children in this lifetime, but there's a block going on.
Mm-hmm.
At the age of 30, did you go through any dramatic change in life?
That was when I had my daughter. I got pregnant with my daughter when I turned 30.
Yeah. You see, and we've never spoken, so there's no way I would have known that except by vibration and energies and things like this. So, see, you had your baby, you were at the intermediate line between karma and transcendence, and so you had this child. And now, it's 4 years later, the baby that's been trying to speak to you you were supposed to give birth to last year at 33.
Mm-hmm.
Or now, so the baby soul is trying to, it's like a moth trying to get through the, to the house, tapping on the window to get in, and there's a psychic barrier in the element. Now, is the father of your baby, is any turmoil, alcohol, drugs, abandonment?
No.
Sorry?
No, not at all.
Is the father present?
Yes.
And have you been trying to have a baby again?
I wouldn't say trying, but trying not to either. We're not really preventing it either. But I'm not trying in the sense of, like, where I'm calculating things and...
Uh-huh. In the family line, Shalina, was there any abuse in the family background with alcohol, drugs, abandonment, divorce?
Both of our sides.
Yeah. I'm getting the vibration of that, and what it's doing is it's leapfrogging over your energy, where you have obviously a tighter unit with your husband, but both of you have experienced troubles in your family, in this lifetime family background, and in the form of alcohol, drugs, divorce. And I think that's some of the karmic troubles coming in the idea of that you're not trying and you're not trying to have a baby, but there's something that is causing karmically the baby not to come in. Do you have any desire to have a baby?
I do, but I think maybe because the financial, that could be it.
Yeah. Well, your financial energies, we can get into that for a second. Your eight is kind of funny, and you have a zero following that number. So there's a little bit of financial difference in that regard, and there could be job insecurity, the paychecks don't match the needs of the family, and so there's constantly a struggling energy. I have to kind of go into your analysis of your husband's birth date and see with the energy is getting broken up. Indeed, you're born in 6 months, and then your day 15 is broken up when you add it together. Your master number is 3, derived by 30, and presents possibilities of some conflict.
Right.
I think that there's a way, there's probably a way to the baby in, but it's complicated by contingencies that regard extraordinary amounts of karma that have to be resolved.
Okay.
But you're experiencing the baby. You can actually have to dream survey of your life, right? Consciously meeting the baby in a dream world and talking to the baby, if you can have that kind of sense of control over your dream state. There's a way to control our dreams.
Really?
Yeah, we can actually control our dreams because our dreams are basically our astral bodies experiencing things on the astral plane and our sleeping messages.
Huh.
I believe you're having a psychological dream. I believe you're having an astral dream in the astral plane, just a psychological dream. So it's a little bit deeper than that, Shalina.
I agree. I think so, too. Because everything is black, but everything I do see, it's usually a premonition.
Uh-huh. Well, because you're very psychic and intuitive. You're born in the 6 months, but it's been broken up in your following day. So something happened in a past life to where your immediate vision gets broken up in terms of what you vision and then what you actualize. There's a problem. So you can envision things and see things that are accurate, but how you actualize them gets caught up in a process that starts to disintegrate. And that's what scared.
Okay.
But not something we can do on the radio today. But at least it provides an approach to how to resolve your issues and find fulfillment on the planet.
Yeah, because if I could fix the financial area or vibration, then I would feel a lot more comfortable about a lot of things.
Well, it's your energy suggests that you have a very strong realm to do that in. Your zero following your eight in your year is the cosmic conflict that's going on, but that can be resolved. I'd have to. Do we have any other callers right now? What's your husband's birth date, Shalina?
December 4th, 1984.
He has an 8 in there too, followed by a 4. 4, 7, 7. He's a 29, 11, 2. Oh boy, that's where a lot of your problem is. He's got some darkness that he's had to go through in life.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah, and that's where that's unfortunately where your problems and his problems are becoming compound situations. Together, your master numbers add up to 5, which is actually your fire number in your day. It happens to be 5. So there's mm-hmm. going to be a fatality that's involved. Do you do any work with human communication services when you do work?
Yeah, I work at a dentist office.
Oh, well, then that would be it. That would be the higher energy. Are you a assistant or just the desk?
I'm an assistant.
Well, assistants, don't they make dental assistants, can they make up to $40,000-$50,000 a year?
More than that. They make like $80,000-$90,000, right, Shalina?
They can. I was never certified for it, though. I was trained at the job, so I definitely don't make near as much as they could.
Yeah, yeah. You might be, that's why I'm sure they can make more. Yeah, Kristen, of course they make more, but my vibe is that she's not at that level. So,
right, no,
so
I...
that trouble.
Right.
And did your husband ever have to hold down 2 jobs, or what, he got fired from one or laid off and he was adrift for a while, anything about that nature?
No, he's been pretty secure with what he does.
Yeah? What does he do?
He's a supervisor for Home Depot.
Supervisor for Home Depot. So, what did I say?
Home Depot.
Well,
like the group.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, together you probably make a livable income. You're surviving, right? You're surviving.
Yeah.
But you're worried about I know it's very expensive to have a child, so you're very concerned about fighting for a second child. Is that it?
Exactly.
Your years are interchangeable. He's at a 29-11-2. You're 34. You know what? The only thing I can tell you on the air before we part and continue on with our discussion is that you might, at the age of 36, have a child.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing the age of 36. There may be a child in your life. You may conceive at 35, but I think that there may be 2 children coming in your family. So some of this premonition may be resolved by a different attitude about income that could happen, and then therefore you have a 36 conceiving at the age of 35.
Okay.
So don't give up hope yet. Your years are interchangeable. I still feel that there's a child on the way.
It just feels like I'm in the same vicious cycle as far as finances. So I try to figure out, I'm just feel like I'm stuck in the way of how to get out of that.
Well, would getting your certified increase your income?
It would. But I just don't feel like it's something I would want to do for the rest of my life, you know?
Oh, well, what are your other options?
I mean, I like to do event planning and things like party planning. I started doing that for people on the side, and I realized I really liked it.
You really liked it. But you're making, what, a third of your income by doing that?
I haven't really made money off it yet because I've kind of just started doing it to help people out, and then I started to realize I like it.
Well, I mean, you know, you could spend a year trying to do that, or you could, you know, that makes you happy, but you've got to equate it with, you got to start charging.
And we have a caller from 661, Neil.
Okay.
Got to get to them, but you go ahead and wrap up.
Well, no, I mean, one way or the other, you You can't increase your income, Selena. I'm not just saying that. I'm giving you a prediction. And there we go. You gotta apply yourself and start spending charging accordingly, one way or the other. Go back to school and get certified, or start charging for party planning.
Yeah. Okay.
They dropped. I don't know what's going on. Very odd.
Oh no.
What we'll do is we'll see from Blog Talk what's going on. Sometimes there's technical problems that we have to work out. But if that caller comes in, let me know right away.
I will.
They've
come in twice. That's why they've come in
twice. They keep getting dropped.
That happened to me when I called too.
You got kicked off?
I called, and then, I wouldn't even pick up. I heard, a beeping noise, and then that was it.
Okay. That's good to know. Thank you for letting us. Go ahead. Continue, Neil.
Shalina, you could start charging for party planning. That's going to be, self-employment. It's contingent on your needs and everything. It's not like a regular paycheck. You're getting into a different area. But if we're looking at you gotta think what you would charge and then equate that to what you're making now and see if it's going to be worthwhile. If it's just something you enjoy doing, find a pay drop. Well, that might be better for your well-being. But in terms of having a child, which was your call was about, and saying the same problem is finances, you have to really think hard about the sacrifices you may have to make. If you want one thing, you have to make a sacrifice.
Right. I just want to feel like I'm doing the one job that I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. I've been at this job for 14 years.
Well, if one more year would make it 15 years, and 15 is your day, but you could be doing this one more year and going party planning and devising a scheme whereby you can support, you make enough income. And be on your way and have a child. But you have about one. If you're going to do that, Shalina, you have to think you've got 1 year to get it going.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have a program. You've got to develop a program of what you get paid, and don't do this on a voluntary basis or giveaway basis, because you've got to figure that in 1 year you'd be prepared to leave the profession.
Right. I need to put my name out there more in order for people. I mean, I've only just helped out, family members, just to kind of start to get myself out there for people to see that I could do stuff,
Okay, well, good luck to you. Apparently we have another caller, so we're going to get to the other caller, Shalina. Good luck to you.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, and Shalina can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. She can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and so you can call Neil directly, 562-596-7818. Let's bring on our 3-4.
Hi.
Morning. Hi, who's this?
Morning. This is Hotep, Hotep.
And what's your birth date?
June 20th, 1970. I saw your topic about suicide, and I was thinking it may have related to from Robin Williams to, other people also.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. Obviously, you probably didn't hear the beginning of our show, but did you have some comments on that?
Well, I think my family has a lot of challenges that sometimes lead to different problems like that. But if we exclude the genetic conditions that may lead to that type of life activity ending, our society is built to push good people into depression. I mean, if you're a good person and you're not into war or racism or sexism or pedophilia, et cetera, you're not in a friendly environment in America and most of the world. So then it leads to, if you're not strong into meditation or herbology, et cetera, I think you're going to be stressed. So maybe our societies need to start evaluating, do we have things upside down with all the wars and brutality and kids being killed? How are people supposed to stay focused and positive if all the people on top, the kings and queens and presidents and billionaires, are supporting a very depressing environment? Unless you're kind of psychopathic, there has to be some way that it affects you. So,
right, I agree with you, and definitely there's a disorganization in the way the power structure is formed on our planet. I mean, there's a discrepancy between the poor and the rich, but unfortunately, I think that the planet by nature is one that has duality. I mean, this is a planet of duality, so our challenge, as we were speaking about earlier, is to be able to persevere no matter what karma we're dealing with on the planet is, and try to maintain our spirituality and transcend to a higher level. Neil?
Yeah, I totally agree. And your topic, we approached this at the beginning of our show, that it's kind of turned backwards, and we do need to get into that inner journey of spiritual content so that we are prepared to deal with world crisis with some sense of spiritual substance, so that we're just not looking at the events on the planet that's the end all to existence, that there's something above and beyond, and we've got to accept the idea that our planet is a planet of duality, and that those of us who are conscious enough to be responsible will play a large part in promoting the energy of life, not the destruction of life, and that we're not going to be discouraged by circumstances that would otherwise confuse what is the meaning of being well-being in life. And so I totally agree with you on that, and I think that you sound like somebody who's coming from a more of a compassionate, spiritual position, understanding the awareness of how to approach a topic such as suicide, but also understanding that without proper resources inside that we must cultivate and develop, we're sort of lost at sea. And, we're caught with making choices that are not always the best choices. And so I absolutely agree with you, and that's why, we basically promote spirituality and the cultivation of that so that in times like this we have resources to lean on so that we're just not caught up in the despairing moments that we would otherwise experience on this planet.
Yeah, I there's a third factor. The spirituality side, yes, and the understanding the duality of nature and the challenges humans face. But I look at the kick booty factor as one that often is needed in regions that are under oppression. What I mean by that is if we're in the middle of the Congo right now and there's some imperial forces coming in, etc., the spirituality and everything else, in my opinion, goes out the window because there's live or die, do something to eat or fight back. That's why I say the kick booty factor, because a lot of people, my friends, who are very peace-loving and, very deep into karma and that things that come around go around, the kick booty factor never kicks in. So what happens when I talk to them about what's happening in some of the parts of the world where people are literally being killed this very second, they tell me that, a part of life is what comes around will go around and the killers will get their justice. But if somebody tried to kick into our doors right now, we're not going to wait for karma. We're going to wait for a bottle or a bat or defense. I mean that my community in New York City is under siege. It's not all of New York City, but it's particularly the brown and the black communities of any language, French, English, whatever. So we have a lot of drama on us that much of the rest of the country is oblivious to. So the Robin Williams situation, I think we can see because Robin was very visible, but my people are basically invisible still We were in the 60s, we were in the 50s, and we were even when we came on ships. And our pain often people don't understand at all. I think I tell people, and they don't like it, but I tell people black people are in the fire and the average white person is in the smoke, and then the puppet masters are in the clouds hiding. So the people in the smoke are feeling some pain, but the people in the fire are either fighting each other to get out of the fire, giving up, turning to drugs, or like me, fighting back through research and if necessarily, you know, self-defense to get out of the fire. But it's impossible to get out of the fire in a system where you're placed in the fire because of your skin color. So getting out is kind of like, well, unless you're going to say, I'm going to sell out, which is what Obama and many people have done, compromised their intellect and morality for some fiat currency that really has no value except our military backing.
Yeah, we were discussing this at the top of the show and the Brown incident and how we have to wake up as a nation and realize that there is pure racial discrimination going on in our country and that we are subject to decision-making and the persuasion of one idea over another that starts to classify and stereotype human beings. It's not a matter of skin. This is an age-old story. It's a matter of the human being. We were just discussing this, how this man, there was an altercation in the patrol car, yes, but the man released the fight, put his hands up, and surrendered, and this officer shot him to death. This is cold-blooded murder. Unless we understand, you know, what the fine ingredients were, but his companion who took flight gave a very compassionate description of the event on CNN, and I was very impressed and felt the vibration of this human being, that Brown was a subject of discrimination, and as a nation, we've got to wake up, whether it's here, whether it's in the Congo, whether it's in the Ukraine, whether it's in the Middle East, we've got to wake up as a human population and understand that the injustice and discrimination of life is not something that should be tolerated.
By the way, regarding the people that were supposed witnesses, there is a contingent in my community that doesn't believe them. So I know that many other communities may hear other black, brown people talk and take them for what they say. But in my community, I'm a black brother. I know 100,000 black people, at least, through my various networks. Some of us don't believe the story. Some of us believe that those people were plants because most of the bystanders never supported any of the stories that the media is portraying, the part about him trying to hop in the car, et cetera. A black man won't do that unless he wants to get killed. We don't do that. We beat each other up before we'll approach a cop and fight back. I don't know if you've noticed that. So sometimes don't believe just because the person looks like us with dreadlocks that they're being truthful. We learned that from Obama, that you can look brown, but you think with green as opposed to humanity.
I'm confused about the what you're saying about the plants because I've not actually personally been following this case closely. But what are you suggesting this was staged, this whole thing?
Oh, no. I'm not suggesting that the killing was staged. What I'm suggesting is that the black brother with the dreadlocks that claims that he saw certain things, that he is an agent. That's what it seems to be. It could if the family members come out, I haven't heard that yet, and say, oh, no, this guy knows him personally, then our theory is proved to be, you know, erroneous. But so far I haven't heard that the family has said, yeah, he knew him well. But on the bigger picture, can I tell you that the new Black Panther Party, many black people in the community think are government agents. So when the average white person sees new Black Panther Party telling people to wake up and do this, realize that I would say out of my friends, probably 40% we think agent right away, not the average member. The average member of most organizations are sheep. but we're referring to the leadership, including the brother that Khalid that was killed. Well, people don't think he was killed, but some do, years ago. The challenges are very complex because the race and sexism issue really are non-issues when you think about it, because we're all human. But the elite have created this straw man that, oh, women are inferior, so we can do this to them. Oh, people, if they're darker, they're inferior. When in reality, fighting that makes you seem like the racist. Like if a woman is very aggressively pro-female, many men think, oh, she's just a dyke. Oh, she's a bad woman. And say, converse both similarly with a black person, brown. When I'm pushing certain issues, a lot of folks inhibit. Oh, there he goes playing the race card. People don't honestly assess because we are not able to have empathy with other people that we don't see as on our level. So how can we have empathy very often? So we have a lot of challenges to deal with in not just America, but globally. And we may not win because at this rate, the nukes in Japan, the pollution is going on, and I'm not one that agrees with the fate. You know, some people say, oh, it's the end of the world, and the sky will open up, and there'll be some wonderful superheroes that come and save the day. I believe that that is what got us in this preposterous position in the first place.
Yeah, I think we have to play an active role in this. I totally agree with your comments. I'm on your side on this issue, and I appreciate you calling and sharing your views with us.
How do you spell your name again, just for our notes, please?
Hotep, H-O-T-E-P. It's an Egyptian word like Imhotep, et cetera. And then Kenyatta, like Jomo Kenyatta, K-E-N, like Nancy, Y-A-T-T, like Tom, A. And
okay.
I'm in New York City. And great show. I'm thankful. I just caught the last end of it, so I'm sorry I missed what you initially were saying, so I probably ran over some of the same tracks.
No, but we appreciate your call and your support. Really,
definitely,
do.
Definitely. And you can join us, Hotep, on Facebook. You can also call our show again. I know you didn't get a time here, but you're always welcome to call and get a meal. And, we appreciate your comments. Always love
Thank
to
you, Ola.
Your political views, because I'm definitely not someone who believes the mainstream media. So I liked hearing what he had to say.
Yeah, we're
for
both
sure.
on that page.
For sure. Well, we thank everybody for joining us today, and we are back on the air on Monday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific. I hope to see you all then. Thank you so much.